Okay, we are up to page Kufnan Zayin, Simen Chav Zayin, Halach Gimel. We already learned Halach Gimel. Let's learn the Shi'adim Mitzvim Halacha, Ois Dalet. Okay, Ois Dalet on the bottom. Page Kufnan Zayin. Las Ois Terosei Keva. The Kitzur says a person that cannot make Terosei Keva, he only learns, he works, he's just not able to learn the entire day. He has to see too that he should learn a little bit. The person should not be like, if you're not going to be learning Torah Sekeva, it's all or nothing. It's not so. Even learning a little bit is also good. And if you're going to learn a small amount, you should make sure that you learn Halacha and Musa. Don't just learn one Talmud, you have to learn Halacha and Musa. So here it says, Kosav Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. To learn the entire day nonstop, or a person, the other extreme is just reciting Kriya Shema is also a fulfillment of Limud HaTorah. That's only Avul Kol Zman Hu Davka Shloim Kedei Lekayim Mitzvas Limud. Avul Kol Zman Shechos Olam Yidiyas HaHalachos VeDas HaTorah. You see, use the term Das HaTorah. You see, Mr. Blatter, Das HaTorah. You like that term, right? VeDas HaTorah Mechuyev Lilmoy Todir Leman Yeda Lishmar VeLasos. So there are Tzvei Dinim. There's a din of Limud HaTorah. But Limud HaTorah has nothing to do with the other area, other concept of you got to know what to do. You have to know, got to be practical. You have to know how to shake a lulav and esrog. You have to know how to daven. You have to know how to observe Shabbos. You have to know Das Torah. Das Torah, I guess, means, I don't know, whatever he means over here, is you have to just basically know how to make the right decisions in life that conform to what the Torah wants from you. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah d'oraisa of Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is something which, if you don't learn, you'll get by. You'll be able to do what you're supposed to do in the right way, even if you don't have that extra seder during the day. The king called Sav Shulchan Acharav, Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman. This we have a concept that you can't do, you have a mitzvah, no one else can do the Talmud Torah. Zedavka mitzvah halimud lots zechiv aslim. Avuk shadayin lo yidam kol alochas kedelos mitzvah Talmud Torah. Zo avuk shadayin lo gomar kol halochas gedoyla mitzvah Talmud Torah zu mikol hamitzvah. Unbelievable statement. This, that we are familiar with this concept that if you have a mitzvah that needs to be done and there's no one else that can do it, you are mechuyev to be mevatel from your learning to do the mitzvah. That's only true when it comes to a learning that's not critical for your daily conduct. But if you need to learn Torah to know how to conduct your life in a basic way, that is more important than doing a mitzvah, even at the expense of that mitzvah not being done at all. So therefore, this goes to show, to emphasize how important it is to learn halacha. Call halacha lemaisa, to know the basic things, what to do in life. That is the most important thing that overrides everything, even a mitzvah that cannot be done by someone else. Halacha next, halacha hey. Lilmoid halachas hashchichos b'shas isa hashoyne halachas b'chol yom muftach lo shuvin alba v'yesh lain iboy lilmoid dafka gemara sheyesh b'halacha afilu agoda b'chlal. What should a person learn? Halacha gemara, which leads to halacha, or should a person learn even agoda? V'nei b'shas isa al yifta adam mechaveray el mitach dvar halacha. When you leave your friend, you only the last thing you should say is the halacha. Umaisi Ryan Rabbi Kahana, the Alvei Rabbi Simarashi, he escorted him. The Amalo Dvar Agada, the Kol Eretz Shaloi Gozar Odom Arishon Lishuv Lo Nisyashiv. So that's what he said. They left each other, and he said that every part of the world. Why do we find that there's some parts of the world that are forests, and there's some parts that are cities, and some parts that are vineyards? Because everything was decreed by Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon, Hashem showed him the entire earth, and Adam decided what each piece of land should be, and he decided that Manhattan should be Manhattan. He decided that this should be the Young Israel of Midwood. He decided. Now the question is, what in the world, what kind of halacha is that? We have a halacha, a concept. You're not allowed to depart from your friend. Where is the halacha in that statement? Because of maratz chiyus sham, the dvar halacha lav davka. Why dav lavka? The gam al inyani agod the nefil shem halacha kiddush sibirashi halacha biyudua esav sunning it liyakov ad kan. So mainly you see from that story that when it says al yipater other mechavel mitoch dvar halacha, halacha does not necessarily mean practical things. It means even divrei agada, because that statement of Adam originally decided what part of the world should be used for different things is an agada. That's not a practical thing. That's not telling you how to wash your hands in the tilas yadayim. So we see from that gemara that the word halacha is used, translated loosely, as Torah. Another example, halacha. The Yadua she'esav sone Yaakov, Esav hates us. That's not something which is an instruction to us. You should be aware. It's a concept. Deep down, they hate us. They hate us openly also, but they hate us. So you see that the translation of halacha does not strictly mean instructions. It means concepts. Therefore, we can take that into our back into this chazal and call hashoyne halachos bechol yoim muftach loy shuhu ben oilam haba. What do those words mean? If not for what we've just learned, you would assume it means you must learn practical law every single day. If you want to merit this statement that you'll be muftach lo, you are guaranteed to be a ben olam haba, you must be shoyne halachos b'chol yom. You must learn practical laws every single day. We've just proven that the word halach in chazal does not mean practical law. It means concepts. It means Torah. It means learning things, even like that Adam Harishon decided where the Indian should live and where the communist should live. He decided all these different things. That's all it means. And the other reason, halach b'yudu she'esav sone Yaakov. Umemel lefi zeh, gam im loy meid in yoni agodo d'shas, gam kein mekayim hashoyne halachas b'chol yoyim. Aval, however, b'hagoyes hayavetz, shom b'farish, d'gam, b'agod rav kahana, gam kein yesh b'odavad halacha, d'nav kamina linyin lulavayin shom, umemel lefi devar boy halachas mamish. However, it's not so simple, because if you dig deep down in that sugya, I don't know what he's saying over here, but you dig down that Adam originally made it gzera, where things should grow, not grow. If you dig deep down into the Mufarshim, you may find some practical law in that statement as well. Adam Harishon was Geyser, that this piece of land should be used for this, and this piece of land should be used for that. There may be some practical law in that statement as well, and that would ruin our thesis that halacha does not mean practical law. No, halacha simply means practical law, and that will have major ramifications, that if you want to be observant in this halacha, be muftach lo yishu ben labah, the people that are searching for something to hold on to be muftach lo yishu ben labah, you should learn every single day practical law in addition to your daf yomi. Learn daf yomi. Most of daf yomi is not practical law. Not everyone is zeichet to suke shmeis lim hilsa. Next page. Kosav the be'er hatev. The shame kinesis hagedola. Kol davar shabali kabola v'zoy cholkim imam gemara. Yesh lelech acher hagemara v'hapoiskim. Now he's getting into issues of how do you decide law. Then we had three shurim on halachic decision, what goes into the process of making the halachic. So here he's touching upon that, and he says anytime you have a contradiction between Divrei Kabbalah and Gemara, always follow the Gemara v'Poskim. In Balei Kabbalah machmirin yesh lelech achareim. If the Balei Kabbalah machmir over an issue, you should follow them. The im lo hu skru be gemara be poskim afal pish nitzka be kabbalah ein onu yichom lo kavu nakein. If you find something which is not mentioned in halacha, in the halachic works, and it's mentioned only in the kabbalah works, you have no obligation to follow it. I guess the Arizal, the Zohar. I'll give you an example. Example is in halacha. What's the worst aver you can do? Avodah zara, gili arayos. And Shrikhastanim. It's the worst you can do. And there's something called the Moitzi Zera Levatola. It's not in halacha. I mean, I'm not exactly sure where in, if it is in halacha. It's in Kabbalah. What's the worst thing you can do? Avodah Zarah Gila Raya Shvichsam is not so bad in Kabbalah. Murder, no, so they are Gulgulim. You come back again. These things are not so terrible. The worst thing, when you destroy the whole world, is Moitzi Zarah Levatola. So, you see, they operate on different wavelengths. Divrei Kabbalah is one wavelength, Divrei Halacha is another wavelength, and they don't see eye to eye. What? It's not conflict, it's a whole different...
Kabbalah didn't say that in the tradition. They said it had priority.
Our priority, it's not a contradiction, it's also pi halacha, it's also also to do the other thing, and pi kabbalah, it's also to commit murder of gilei ra'is. But which one of the two, which category it wakes up the bali halacha, the bali agada? The bali kabbalah go ballistic, they just go off the charts when it comes to that category of sin. And avodah zarah gilei ra'is chasdamim, no, it's a sin, you'll get by. Halacha. I mean, the world was destroyed because of the Zergilash Shechastam. What's it talk about? And the other thing, it's an Avera, so you do tshuva, and there are Mahalchim, but it's not the end of the world. It's a whole different avenue. And people that are more noted to Kabbalah have a whole different lifestyle than people that are more noted to Inyone Halacha. And he points out that at times you have conflict and you have to follow. He says here that if it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's only mentioned in the Kabbalah, you have no obligation to follow what it says in the Kabbalah. Shari Tshuva Sham Hevi B'Shem HaChacham Tzvi, the Din, She'en Muskar Hepuch B'Hashas, or Paiskim, Yesh Leil Chacha HaKabbalah. He says no. If you have something in Kabbalah and known in Halacha, there's no disagreement, you have to follow it. V'gam HaMokam She'esh Plugsa B'Na Paiskim Divrei HaKabbalah Yachriu, when the Machlegis HaPaiskim, the Divrei HaKabbalah Yachriu, V'Abes Yosef Kostav, the Dove She'en Nizka B'Talmud, HaZoyar, B'Talmud, HaZoyar Machriya, Af Neger HaPaiskim, Chodem Uch Darki, Moshe Shom Chulik Shom Alze, She'en Lozuz M'Divrei HaPaiskim, V'Harbi Achronim Soivim, V'Abes Yosef, V'Harbi Kramah. So in other words, there's no clear answer. There are different opinions of how, when you have a contradiction between the halacha and agada and kabbalah, which one to follow, especially when the kabbalah is machmir, what to do, there is no clear consensus of what to do, which one you should follow. No, I mean, it's based on, yeah, I mean, it's based upon your lifestyle, based upon who you associate. Right, if you are from a Hasidic background, then you follow the Divrei Kabbalah. If you're from a more halachic background, the Lishon Ashkenazic background, you'll typically follow the poskim, the halacha. Okay, let's go further. Halacha Dalit. We're up to halacha Dalit. Let me just make sure I didn't skip anything here in halacha Gimel. Okay, halacha Dalit. Kishu loy made v'tzorach lotes luchutz. If a person is learning to, you have to leave. Al yaniach as a sefer pasuach, al yidei ze mishakeh, al yidei ze, you will forget mashkiach talmudo. You will forget, I think you hear it pronounced mashkiach, mashkiach talmudo. This everyone knows, a child, you all know this halacha, that when you walk out of the sefer, when you walk out of the room, you have to close, you should close the sefer, or yaniach as sefer, don't leave it open, because this, al pi kabbalah, he's talking about kabbalah, right? So kabbalah, this is certainly not a halachic inyan, you're going to forget what you learn if you leave the sefer with the zils, the covenant of the sefer. Okay, let's see, let me read you what it says over here in the Pesach Tshuvas. It says, uchshiyotze l'sha'ah kala. Let's see, just for a few moments. Yochel laniach ala sefer pasuach sefer achel leheker avalim yotz lezman yirav yiskar ha sefer o yifreis lev mapa. Alright, just if you're going for a short time, you should cover with something. If you're going for, it depends, long time, a short time. You know, in yeshiva, people will always leave this sefer open, you know, that way it shows tenants, I'm here. Especially the Russian yeshivas. They always want the Talmud to get scared. Shouldn't walk out, so the Rashivas will go out for 2-3 hours and leave the Gemara open. So what's the heter for that? They would do that all the time. They walk out, they come in, open up the Gemara, I'm out of here. Here.
Left for 2 minutes.
It's like you voted in Congress. I'm here. I'm present. And you go play cards. And you come back. Okay, all of this is sech, but there is such halacha. You have to be careful not to mezalz. Halacha, hey, tzach lizar b'chol ma. The halacha, hey, next halacha. You have to be very careful b'chol ma. Mezalz b'chol ma shul loy me lohitzi b'sfasa v'lashmiya lo'oznaf. It's ideal. Not everyone can do this. Lohitzi to express b'peh. When you speak something out, it makes a greater impression upon you. Shenemar lo yomush seif hazeh mipicha, from your peh. From this we learn that in Talmud Torah you should try the best you can to be Moitzi B'Fif. V'yagi Sabo, Misha Moitzi B'Sfasav Afal Pishen Meidin. Now he says something very fascinating. This is really, really Kabbalah. If you say something even though you don't fully understand it, Kiye Mitzvahs Ulimadetem Ulchein Kol Am Ha'aretz. That's why Mevorech Birchas HaTorah B'Shach L'Fnei HaPesukim. I'll prove it to you, he says. There are people, unfortunately, that do not know, they do not even know the meaning of Yivarechacho Hashem V'Yishmerecha. They have no idea what it says in the Mishnah. Able to Vom Shemarem Shura Peva Bikum Harayan. What does it mean, Rayon? They don't even know what these things mean. And they say it. And they're Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Why? Because that's the rule. The rule is, as long as you write to the fan, you say words of Torah, it is still a fulfillment. Make Baruch Hu, you make an Aliyah. I have no, yes, what do they read for you? What did it say in the Aliyah that you got? I have no idea. Parshas Tazria Mitzayra. Can you explain to me those laws there, what they read for you in that Aliyah? Even told me the Chachamim. I'm not exactly clear what exactly is going on there, all the different laws. Yoytze, the mitzvah of Talmud Avichayin, Chol Eisek B'Torah, Ben Yochol Havin Nachmas Kreitzer Dato. So he says something very encouraging. Yiske Lehavina Bo'olam Haba. He will merit, just say it. Just say it, just get the basic concepts, and in the next world you will merit to fully comprehend what it was been taught. Okay, let me read you what it says here on the bottom. I'm reading over here what it says from the Shluch Nocharaf. You don't have this in Piskei Tshuvos. It says here as follows. V'hamaharer, he says something very scary, the Shluch Nocharaf. This is the Bamish, Balatanya. You're not yet to the mitzvah deraisa of Talmud Torah to hear thinking and learning. One or the other. Either say the words out or hear someone recite Divrei Torah. If you are mahar thoughts of Torah, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa of the limadat hemoitzam. If you want credit for that mitzvah, next week you have to at least say the few words out with your mouth. Al kein tzach lizor sheyetzi aliman b'sfasav lashmiya alazav kol mashlemet. Ela im kein b'shas hiyun lohavim davim tach davar. Of course, if you need to think about something, of course, then you have no choice. You're not going to be mitzvah b'sfasav every single thought process, everything. Next statement, he says, "Vafilu sheyesh din shemei koine im shemei divrei Torah b'machshirei haklata lisugehem." You have earphones. You have a type of listen to tapes. You listen to tapes, MP3s, CDs, all these things. Are you yoytze shemei koine afilu b'shidur chai, a live hookup? Okay, you listen to a live hookup. So he quotes here from Achrayim, "Einoi begeder shmiya elo hira ba'olma." Okay, so he's telling you a chiddush. He's quoting the Piskei Tshuvos. He's quoting. He doesn't tell you who. Big secret. Achrayim. He says here, you want to be yoytz to the mitzvah deraisa v'limadetem oisam. You want to be yoytz to that mitzvah. You won't get credit in the next world. Achamevi yaschem. So we know if you, there are two ways to do it. Either be moitzi b'fiv. Say the words, even if you don't understand it, or someone in the room should speak and you should listen to what he says. Okay, but what about if you put on a tape recorder and you listen to a gevaldig daf yomi shir, unbelievable shir, the best you ever heard, or better, live hookup, right? Live hookup, a rise of giving shir live at Say Shabbos, and you're in Cleveland, they have a live hookup, you're listening to the shir. Are you yoytze shenea koine din of the limad my son? No, he says. I'm sure you'll find cholkim on that. I'm sure you'll find cholkim. What? Achreinim. I'm sure you'll find cholkim. Okay, but keep that in mind. Shenemer Havdalah, you can be Yotzeh, you can be Yotzeh on the telephone, so why should that be different? Right? Havdalah can be Yotzeh on the telephone, so why should Talmud Torah be Machlekes? So why should Talmud Torah be different? Why can't it be Machlekes? Why is it clear cut? I don't know. He's here, he likes to be Machmer in these
so
things.
You don't get any credit for Morning Kol on the tape.
On the tape, online, that's right. That's right. That's what it says. Don't worry, no one listens anyway. I look at the stats. Don't worry. Phantom Shirin. Shenemar lo yomush. Omnam b'makay ma'atzav she'en yachol asim b'ter al-yidei dibor shmiya. K'goy neged erva. Yishtad lahar b'divetar v'yafal pishen l'kay mitzvah l'atam b'mkam makam mitzvah ikah. He says, though, that don't be discouraged. I mean, just because you cannot be mitzvah b'fiv, there is some degree of learning Torah, of being Mahar, certainly when it comes to a situation when you're not allowed to be Moitzi Befir, for example, where a woman is not dressed properly, or a child is not dressed properly, or the like, then you should, of course, be thinking learning. Okay, next statement, he writes here, Chalaisek B'tarabi Nechol L'Galahavid, V'yispa'al, a person does not understand. V'yispa'al L'misha HaChochma Shaloi V'yarech B'virchas HaTorah V'ahava Rabbah. A person, there are two brachos where you can be mispa'al directly for success in understanding Torah. The first bracha, V'harevna, it should be sweet. The Harevna Hashem Elokim is the great shalos from the Fim of Yamchos Yisrael. The Chayin also the bracha of Havarabah. The same Bilibenu Lehavin Ulahai. Say eight things. The same Ulahavin Ulahaskil Lishmoyel Lilmod Lamed Lishma Velasos Ulakayin. Eight different expressions you must follow for every single day. The Chayin Yestadel Biskulois Hamevin Lizikaroin. Ooh, he says skulos. I can't believe he said that. You should do all different skulos for remembering the yimona midvarm hagorim l'shicha and stay away from things which cause you to forget. Okay, yeah, well, yeah, you fill up your head with garbage. It's not easy. The mind is very delicate. You fill up your head with all these different things. It's not going to be easy to concentrate on learning. Okay, so this is what he says here. Let's see what it says in the Shemesh Mahalacha, Vahalacha Vav, Lahaitzi, Bitsazakasa Michel Siavitz, Dimyesh Haskra Biemsa Matbeha Bracha, Biemsa Miteva Bracha, Ksuva Bishas, Yachol Umra, if you have Hashem's name mentioned in a piece of Gemara, you're learning the Daf Gemara, and Hashem's name is mentioned. Are you allowed to be Moitzi Hashem's name part of learning Torah? Of course, we davening, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, you say Hashem's name. But let's say learning Daf Gemara. And in the Daf Gemara, the Gemara presents the Bracha. And the Bracha has Hashem's name. Or the Gemara quotes a part of a pasuk. Are you allowed to say Hashem's name? So the answer is, that was a shayla. The answer is, the Chazal said, Baruch Yosef, the Aminig Rabbanin Kashisha, Shaloy Lahaska Hashem, Bekriyosai, that it's the old Minig not to do. So even though technically you are allowed to mention Hashem's name when you're learning a piece of Gemara, you're learning anything, the Rabbanin Kashisha, the elders, it was their custom not to be Moitzi Hashem's name, but to say Hashem like what we do. He holds that when it comes to Pesukim, you are allowed to say Hashem's name. Maybe when it comes to, let's say, the Bracha, you don't say Hashem's name. When it comes to a Pesuk, you are allowed to say Hashem's name. Well, even, not okay, I don't know, that's a whole question. Whole Pesuk, part Pesuk, how about? Yeah.
You have, for those who don't want to mention, you want to say someone has like
Baruch. Yeah.
There is something that it says. You can say those Pesukim.
If you're stuck in the middle, there is a pasuk. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Things like that.
Various other things. It says if you didn't daven mincha, if you didn't daven maariv, if you didn't daven shachar, say this.
So there are, okay.
Because they took them in the Gemara.
Okay, let's see. It's better not to say Hashem's name when you learn. You can say a pasuk, but you should not. It's better not to say Hashem's name. However, the yayin the marsha and mesech the brachas dibra maskel shafilu echad oisik b'torah v'zel l'shon v'harim mefarish lo linyin oisik b'torah mikol makam she'etin l'cha rishus lahaskir eshmi dehayin v'derech limud. So the marsha says that you are allowed to say Hashem's name when you learn. Avol be'inyin acher also lahaskir eshem shemayim. So the Marsha says explicitly that you are allowed to say Hashem's name when you learn the Daf Gemara. The Gemara mentions Hashem's name. You're not allowed to be Moitzi Hashem Bipiv. So since you're not learning, if you're teaching children, so since you're not really learning, you're just prodding them on, it's better for you not to say Hashem's name, unless you're teaching them how to say Hashem's name. Of course, that's the exception. So what do we come out with? We come out with a little maskana that the Marsha says, Me'ikr Hadin, when you are learning Torah, you are allowed to say Hashem's name, even when you're learning something not a pasuk. However, most of the later poskim disagree, and they hold that it's better not to. The only time you can be makel is when you are saying a pasuk, but just to say a piece of Gemara that has Hashem's name, it's better not to. And certainly, if a person is teaching children, so you yourself are not learning, it's not called your learning, you're just giving them guidance, you're overseeing what they're doing, and you want to tell them where to start from, where to end, and you're citing a piece of Gemara that has Hashem's name, everyone agrees it's not proper for you to be Moitzi Hashem's name, you should not say Hashem's name, unless, of course, you're teaching a child how to say Hashem's name, then you have no choice, you have to say Hashem's name so that the child can learn how to say Hashem's name. Halacha l'maisa, we don't do it. Halacha l'maisa, you see, by Bnei Torah, they never say Hashem's name at all. Agdei Kach, there's a famous master of Moshe Feinstein, Sech Tzad Levracha, of Moshe Feinstein, when he was giving a shir in MTJ, even when it comes to the word, I'll say it now, of Elohim. And Elohim, in Elohim, doesn't mean, many times in Tanakh, in Chazal, does not mean Hashem, it means authority. And it refers to Bezdin, exactly, a Bezdin. And it's used by Avodah Zarah sometimes, and by, or authority, a secular authority, a Bezdin, it does not, it's not necessarily holy. Where Moshe gave a shir, he was discussing certain sugi, it was clear in the sugi, the word Elohim is chol, it's not kodesh, it's chol. And he kept on saying Elohim. And someone later asked him, why is the Rosh Shiva saying Elohim when Mikra Hadin, according to the Marsha, you're even allowed to say Hashem's name when it's Mamish Hashem's name? Certainly over here where Elohim has been used, Derechol. So he said, I'm saying Shir here, and it's a very cold day. And what happened in the Lower East Side in those days? Not everyone had heat in their apartments. Old people came into the Beis Medrash to sit and schmooze to warm up in the back of the Beis Medrash. So they were Amaratzim, but they were sitting there. No, so they were listening. Moshe was giving a shir, so they heard Moshe talking. They said that if they're going to hear me saying Hashem's name, Elohim, they're going to think that I'm saying Hashem's name. They don't know what I'm talking about. And it's going to be a zilzal in their eyes, the Kedusha of Hashem. So because I don't want these people who are Amaratzim to hear me say this word and make a mistake and think I'm saying Hashem's name, I mean Mazalzel, so therefore Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael, I chose to say even Elohim, Bederechol, not to say the way it's pronounced. So that's pretty much the Minig Ha'ilam Bizman HaZeh. The Minig Ha'ilam Bizman HaZeh, you don't see this anymore. Anyone saying Hashem's name when they learn Torah, even when you say a Pasuk, you don't see people B'nai Torah, you do not hear them say Hashem's name. You do by the more modern Orthodox, they do say Hashem's name. You listen to Shiurim, but the more modern Orthodox, they do say Hashem's name. There's certain halach in learning when they find it, they do. What I tell you, I've heard Shiurim online from different groups of people who identify themselves as modern Orthodox, and they give Shiurim. They make a point of saying Hashem's name because that's the halacha. The halacha is you're allowed to say Hashem's name, so you should say Hashem's name. Okay, to each his own. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. What? No, of course, it's a tefillah, zmiros.
Right? I know, but I hear some people saying Hashem.
Hashem's name.
No, they say Hashem's name, and a lot of people don't say Hashem.
Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know. So, do you view the zemer as a tefillah? Or do you view the zemer as just a song? So I guess that's all part of it. Do you view it as a prayer?
The zemer is written to take the place of Torah.
Yeah. So maybe it depends on what your attitude is. Your attitude is. Yeah. Well, even more than the Torah, tzila, you're saying a zemer as a piyut sometimes. Like, no, you're being mispalel to a certain degree in the zemer. So then maybe you should, but if you're going to repeat the words, certainly you shouldn't repeat the words. A lot of the zmius and the common, the popular nigunim, you repeat words. Obviously, that's not a, that's something which you can't do. You can't repeat Hashem's name. What?
Kel.
Kel Elyon. Baruch. Those
are going to... What about Baruch?
Kel Elyon.
Why come you can't change? And it's a Kaddish Baruch.
No, Mokom is not sacred.
Mokom
refers to Hashem, but the word Mokom is not sacred.
Shalom,
it refers to Hashem, but we don't treat the word Shalom as being sacred, where it's an Isser B'moitzel of Atalah. It's right, exactly. It's not the primary, so there's no prohibition. Okay, let's go. Let me just finish up here the Shabbos Malacha. Okay, we've done. Okay, let's go to the one halacha. Let's start the next halacha. Hilchas Sefer Torah v'Shar Sefer Kodesh. Both Yimul Sefer Halacha Chavches. Mitzvah Saseh Al Kol Ish Yisrael Lichtoiv Loi Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. Shema V'Yata. Now, Kitzu Luchem Es Hashira Hazois. Now, what is that Shira? That Shira really refers to Hazinu, according to most Mefarshim. And once you're writing Hazinu, you can't have a Sefer Torah that's Chaser. So nearly you have to write the whole Sefer Torah. So according to most Mefarshim, it's secondary. The Makor to write a Sefer Torah, it's not direct. Some learn Shira refers to the whole Chamesh HaChamesh HaTorah. That's the minority opinion. Most Mefarshim, Kitzu Hashira Hazois is write Hazinu. But once you're writing Hazinu, you can't just have Hazinu without a whole Sefer Torah. So nearly you have to write the entire Sefer Torah. Every single individual must write a Sefer Torah. Shnei v'yatayi chol v'shir azos. V'kibul chachamim l'zichron l'vracha. Perushai. Halichta v'eskola Torah sheyesh v'ashir to write a whole Torah, to write chamish chumshter, which has within it the shira of Azinu. V'afilu yorash Sefer Torah. A person was yorash Sefer Torah from his father. Mitzvah lichta v'mishlo. You have to write your own Sefer Torah. Let's say you cannot write a sefer, you hire a sefer, or you purchase it. For how you bought tov, there was a mistake. Vehi giho, and you fix it. Hareze kiilu kasvay. It's as if you wrote it. For also limcha sefer Torah, you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah. Ach b'shas techag gadol yaase sheilas chacham. If you don't have any money, are you allowed to sell a sefer Torah? That's a very big shaila. You allowed to sell svarim? A very big shayla. You're allowed to sell your own. So let's see here. He says over here different thing. Let's see.
It says, "Oshikana," then
you buy it. I said the. That's you buy a Sefer Torah. You buy a Sefer Torah, and there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah. You correct one letter, it's kilu, you own the entire Sefer Torah. Okay, let's see the Shram Sefer Halach. Let's run through some of these things. Mitzah say, Kosad Mitzah Shraba, Aramalaza, Oysin Sudul Gamishal Torah. You make a party when you finish Sefer Torah. It was the cost that they didn't pay tax. If it's a sudas mitzvah, you get a tax exemption. There's no tax. The government does not charge tax on buying the food. So the shayla was, I guess you'll ask other shayls, is it a sudas mitzvah, benogea? Is it a mitzvah not to fast, even saying tachnun? I don't know the nafkaminas. You have to find nafkaminas. It's an Indian to go to a suda made for the beginning, the haskola safe. They do the safe fundraising events. It's a new thing in modern times. Right, Pinkus, he davens right here. Right, he sits over here at Pinkus. He's one of the biggest experts. He's one of the inventor of our Haskola Sefer Torah. He goes all over the country for shuls, for institutions. They make a killing. They do like three times. Haskola in the middle, and at the end, they make a big event. People come together and they write, they put in dots in the Sefer Torah, and they leave a nice donation, and they have a suda, they have pictures, and they have it's a fundraising. Is that, if you make it out of the haskola a su'udah, is it called su'udah mitzvah? Lafmin lahalacha, where the time will be called su'udah mitzvah? And he didn't have a good answer. He did not come out, they asked this from the Goyin Rav Yitzhak, they asked from the Kovner Rav, and he didn't have an answer. Uvin Sivas HaTalmud, Hevi Mishas, the other Moshe Shlo Yavoi LeEretz Yisrael. Moshe knew that he's not going to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Ein Hashalosh Adim Shevach Hayadim Kol Tosad Sheichnus to Eretz Yisrael, and the three cities, the Or Milch, which he designated on the Aver Hayadim, would not be operational until their counterpart would be in operation until he comes in. Me call Ma'akoyim that did not hold Moshe Rabbeinu from at least establishing and laying the foundation and putting into operation the three found cities on his side. I don't know what he says there, but you see, machloek is different ideas, and you can hold that the hascholas suuda for hascholas sefer Torah is a sudas mitzvah. Vayit abeis alkol ish mishol ayin begon yosef shehevi me'am erishad harama mahasmag the davka ish chayv mitzvah zuv v'lo ishoh.
Okay, Lubavitch doesn't like this because Lubavitch, when they go and have you buy a letter for the Sefer Torah, they want all the little girls also to buy a letter for the Sefer Torah. No, Nashua also have to purchase a letter in the Sefer Torah. They also have to write the Sefer Torah. A woman is not have to purchase her own Sefer Torah. If a woman is have to buy a Sefer Torah, if she wants, nothing's holding her back. So she gave it Savot to have a Sefer Torah.
But I want to say,
yeah, but that's more of a zikaron. This is your lifetime. The mitzvah is during your lifetime, not achamis. That's a zikaron. That's a zikaron that it should be a zechus for the neshama, the nekabrach, and the sefer Torah. But let's talk about the mitzvah in your lifetime to write a sefer Torah. Lichta the sefer Torah. Beruka yoyse poysel shah michtav Ashkenazi lesvardi olahepoch mebnei sheishnu b'tzuras oisyos ben bnei ashkel bnei svard ulechem lo yinich leben ashkel tefillin mi ben svard. So what about if you're an Ashkenazi and you purchase a Svardish or Sefer Torah? Are you kind of the mitzvah? No. If you're a Svardi, a Sephardi, they have Ksavilish. The Ksav is different. It's not the same. Ksavilish. And you go and you purchase a Torah that's Ksav Beis Yosef or Ksav Ari, Lo Yotza. You're not mekayem your mitzvah. Just like you're not Yotza the Tefillin. If you wear Tefillin Ashkenazi, you're not Yotza. Mill, you're not mekayem the mitzvah. If you're an Ashkenazi and you buy Sephardi, vice versa. Today we live in the global village. Everyone is an Ashkenaz, a Sephardi, a Chassid, you name it, everyone is. It's just a big melting, the whole world is a big melting pot. The Ben Ashkenazi, look at Rabbi Yosef. Everyone feels like he's their gadol, right? There's no lines between a Rabbi Yosef and the Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim, they worship him. Ashkenazim, they worship Rabbi Yosef. There's no shyle about it. I remember this is my father, it's like 35 years ago, my father was telling me about Rabbi Yosef. He was telling about Chazon Avad, he was telling about this farm. And this is 30 years ago, when there weren't so many Sfarim among us. He was a legend. Lagoda Kodesh, Mimunkach, Mati Gamkina, Tfilim Zelaze, Yun Sham, the male and Afmin is going to be that it's going to be permitted, you're going to be Yoy to the Sefer Torah. Let's warm Halach, Mitzvah Stotta Bishaloi, Ayin Bitua Sasada Lagoin, Mi B. I don't know who that is. Hello, Lahat Im, Chal Shabbos, Kosa, for Oisios, Lenin Kodesh. Oh, this is unbelievable. I can't believe to say it brings down. I mamish had a Shaila with someone. Lahat im chalul Shabbos kosav oisos lenin kol yisrael be'esim aksiva benoeg kenog omutu likras boi v'chem shal shuvus yad yitzchok mitzadik amkeim lahakol b'stam chalul Shabbos shloi parku me'atzvam oidroi mitzvahis ayin tos mam I know this mam is my shahoya. Can you imagine the story? It's really right over here where you go to the ceremony, you go to when they finish the Sefer Torah, you fill in the dots, right? You fill in the dots le'enei kol yisrael. So in the good places, they don't let people write. If you really care about your Sefer Torah, you're not going to let anyone fill in the dots for many reasons. Not to go through all of them right now, but it's not a good idea. However, some people don't take no for an answer, and they insist on having the sechus of filling in a dot in the Sefer Torah. So you have no choice. So I remember my shahaya, and I can tell you where this was. Where there was a chnas Sefer Torah, and it was a very charedi place. Not very charedi. It was charedi enough. And they decided, the sofer on his own decided, no one is putting a dot in the Sefer Torah. It's a beautiful, exquisite Sefer Torah, no one's putting in a dot. Okay, no one put in a dot, everyone came up, what did they do? They held the feather. They made the Sefer, the Shliach, and they held the feather, and the Sefer put in the dot. Okay. Comes along one guy, a very nice guy, he insists, he's a tough guy, I remember him, I am putting in my own dot. I'm not taking no for an answer. And he made a big deal about it. So the Sefer Torah, so he wanted, I'm not going to make it. Well, he let him put the dot in. The Rav comes back 2 minutes later. What happened? That guy put a dot in the Sefer Torah? He's a Mechal Shabbos.
he's a Mechal Shabbos. He, whatever, is a Mechal Shabbos. What? The Sofer didn't know it. Right, the Sofer didn't know it. So now what do you do? So it says in Beferish, he brings over here that it's okay, as long as he's not parik most mitzvahs. So this is true. I don't think this person was, he was matahed. This person, he was a Mechal Shabbos. He was a doctor. He was a doctor, and he used to do surgeries on Shabbos. He used to have office hours on Shabbos. Why do you have to have office hours on Shabbos? You don't have to have office hours on Shabbos. So going a little too far. Because he was more ahead there. He says, I'm a doctor, he's b'koch nefesh, a doctor in Mechal Shabbos. That's right, doctor in Mechal Shabbos for emergencies. But you don't have to lechatchila schedule your patients for Shabbos. You can schedule them for Friday or whatever because you won't have a Sunday off. He went too far, l'chol hadeis. But he did it because it wasn't a lahachis. He wasn't a lahachis. He was a more ahead there. So they asked different gedolei Yisrael, they all passed him off the bat, it's kosher. No apostles say this to his mom, it happens. You see that it happens. It's a story. He says here it's okay. The ayim shachos menachem menachos alos v'yachshav binin zev v'chil v'cholik al v'chol abalt v'yachshav, and he disagrees. V'hela shehayiriyah tzach geniza uve mafteicha sham hevi shagoin mi banher choza by morally is. So he, even the one that was matir, changed his mind, was morally is, and it's awesome. And the other fact is why the Sefer Torah was, first of all, he was more ahead to that person. Also, he was putting a dot. Even without his dot, Sefer Torah is kosher. Okay, there's a lot of stories like this. There's a lot more to talk about. We'll have to pick this up at another time. We'll take a break. I'll stop here and take a break.